What's up, Comicsversers? You're here with Mark at C2E2. Sitting with me today is acclaimed writer Greg Rucka. How is your con going so far?
The con's been great. I haven't been back to Chicago for 9 years, so there are a lot of people who were anxious to have me sign their things.
That's great. So you haven't always been a comic book writer, so you've worked a lot of other jobs, including an EMT and a security guard and a fight choreography. Has any of that work experience helped you when you're writing a script?
Yeah, all of it. Though I think EMS and fight work has probably helped comics most.
In what ways?
Well, if you stage a fight and you can't work on ambulance and not become familiar with the effects of violence, and it sort of de-romanticizes it. Superhero comics tend to keep violence fairly sanitized. In my work for hire stuff, that carries forward. In my creator-owned stuff, it tends to be a little more visceral, a little more honest.
Great. So you've written some of my favorite runs of Wolverine, including big questions about him deciding if he's more animal than man. So how do you understand him as a character? Do you think he's a good person deep down, or do you think he's just a raging beast?
No, I think he's a person. I think he's like most of us. He has good days and bad days, and he's at war with himself. There's a great Claremont line of, I'm the best at what I do, and what I do isn't very pretty. In my experience is that the people who are the best at what they do, when what they do is violence, aren't people who talk about it.
Interesting. So, like I said, you've written for a lot of the Wonder Woman franchise, but you've also written some more street-level superheroes like Daredevil and Elektra. So what's it been like transitioning from something that's like a godlike character like Wonder Woman to someone who's very street-level and nitty-gritty like Daredevil?
She's not a godlike character, number one. I've barely ever written Daredevil, number two. And there's really no difference. You tell the story that suits the character best, and you're always trying to serve the character. You want to know who the character is and what they're after and why they do what they do.
So speaking of which, who's your favorite character you've written and why?
I hate that question. It depends on the day. I love writing Diana. I love writing Renee Montoya. I love writing Kate Kane. I love writing Forever Carlisle. I love writing Dex Perios. I'm loving the hell out of writing Andy right now for the Old Guard. I love Rowan Black. I mean, my job is to be in love with the characters that I'm working on. When I write Captain America, Captain America's the greatest character. When I'm writing The Punisher, Punisher's the greatest character. When I'm writing Superman, that's my job. So, at the end of the day, it tends to be, what am I working on now? They ask me when I'm, at work tonight, it's probably going to be whoever I'm sitting down to work with.
Great. So before we go, is there anything in the works right now that you want our viewers to know about?
We're finishing up The Old Guard. Issue 5 is just about done. Lazarus has the Hawk source book coming out beginning of May. And then in July, we're going to start the Lazarus X66 miniseries, which is 6 one-shots that I'm really, really excited about. We've got Steve Lieber and Matt Chater and Tristan Jones and Aletha Martinez and Justin Greenwood all drawing issues. I'm really, really excited about that. And then regular series Lazarus will be back early 2018. There's some stuff with DC in the works. Nicholas Scott and I are back to work on Black Magic. I'm doing my job.
Great to hear it. So thank you so much for your time. Thanks for sitting down with us. And Comicsversers, if you like this video, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Check us out on every social media platform at Comicsverse. Until next time, I'm Mark, he's Greg. We're signing off.